I was just telling about love. Very many people say they know love. What is love? And we also repeat now and then, what is love? Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. Love is innate in our soul. And the way back to God is also love. But there is love innate in our soul. That requires somebody to love. And to be loved by somebody, that is natural desire of everybody. Our souls are conscious beings. They should have loved all consciousness, all God, all consciousness. Instead of that, our soul has been just attached to the worldly thing, material thing. Result is, wherever you have love, you will go there where you have love, you have got love. The soul had to love God, which is very controlling power within this man body, temple of the man body. It has been attached to the body and its environments and outgoing faculties and enjoyments of all lusts outside. The reason is we have been enslaved. We are coming again and again, we are attached, you see. If our soul is attached to God, which is the controlling power within this very man body, that is eternal. And that is something beyond eternity. So the soul becomes free, all free, not in bondage. So difference between the two is, one is love. Love is one which once had, cannot be broken, even by leaving the body too. And that is a love which is just dwells in the body, but just absorbed in our soul, you see, not in the body and its environment. So one is called lust, attachment, the other is called love and charity. Vast difference between the two. Love of God makes us free, makes us all joy, all happiness, all bliss. And lust, the other side of it, love is lust or attachment that enslaves us, you see, that makes us very narrow-minded, attached to one. So in the worldly way, if you love somebody, you will be envy if anybody else loves that person. If you love God, those who love God, you love even them, you see, because they love God. So the love of God gives you all love for all the world over. And love of outside things will only make you narrow-minded, close-fisted, you see. Result is, one lives to God, the other leads to the world. Ever since we have left the home of our true father, we have been attached to outside things. Naturally, because our love has been just misfitted with the worldly things, physical body and outside environment. So what is the criterion of love? True love or charity that starts from the body but absorbs our attention to our soul and higher self. And the other is just keeps you attached to the physical body and outward environment. To meet with your own wishes, that is no love in the true sense of the word. That love gives you bondage and slavery. And ever since we left the home of our father, we have been going round and round and round and not yet found way back to our own father's home. There is one Majnu. He was the lover of Lala. Lala was a princess. So she was everything to him. Once he was asked, the Khilafat, that is the prototype on earth. After Prophet Muhammad, Khilafat next to God, this is a title given to some most, I mean, devoted to God, that is attributed to that, amongst the Mohammedans. So that one Khalifa was dead, and that was asked, Majid was asked, whom should it be given? So he said, after Muhammad, it should, instead of being given to some Abu Hassan or anybody, no, I think it is the best suited man for the one is Laila, whom he loves, you see. So much devoted he was, you see. So he was seen just licking the feet of the dog. Once people asked him, why are you licking the feet of that dog? He said, I have seen this dog just walking, running in the street in which my Laila lives. One lesson we can have here, if we are devoted to God, as a God in man, you see, all those who go there, you must love each other, instead of any. That's but natural, you see. But any love which is just, what you say, colored with your personal interest, selfish motive, that love makes you narrow-minded. You like that man should be loved only by you and nobody else. Where the vast difference is, if you love God, true love for God, you see, then naturally all who love God, you love them, because they love the God, that's the difference between the two. So once they said, Laila died, Majuma told her, Laila died, and died, oh, okay. No, he cannot die, she cannot die, how can she die? Then he went, oh, truly she's dead now. Well, he said, then, that is ephemeral nature, why should I love such a thing which is not lasting? So he turned, you see, to the right way. So love is love which is with God, all consciousness. Even by leaving the body, that won't leave you. Love for the world, outward attachments, to meet with your own wishes or purposes, that is lust, attachment, not, you see. Love is for the one prophet, you see, Jamia said, love is like a, you see, just what you say, bridge to cross over the river underneath. So it is only for the purpose of crossing, not remaining on this bridge all along, you see. So with the God and man, your love for God and man is for crossing the bridge, you see. To be enthused by company of which naturally love of God is radiated. If you are getting that, then your love is true. If you are attached to the physical body and outward attachment, that is no love. That will bring down. But love is blessed if directed to the God overhead, all conscious. If it is directed to the physical body and its attachments, it is bondage, you see, it is slavery, it is attachment. You come again and again to the world where you are attached. That is the difference between the two. So Guru Amar Das is saying, let us love the God in man, because he is overflowing with the love of God and the intoxication of God. In his company you will have radiation of love of God. That will give you boost to your soul, to be directed towards God. That is true criterion of finding whether you love the God man's body only, or the soul in him, or God in him. If you love the God in him, his body is blessed, of course. But that is a sort of bridge to cross over this world, you see, the ocean of world to our beloved. So what is love, you see? Love is innate, our soul. Only direction. We are conscious being. If it is directed to the all consciousness, it is true love that brings you freedom, all bliss, all joy. If it is attached to the worldly things, physical body, its environment, enjoyment of faculties, then it is bondage. The very sure way of your coming again and again to the world where you are attached. So love is good. You see, poison is very good. You see, you take in small doses helps you, that will give you strength. If you misuse it, then you die. The true love which will help you is to be directed to God, to the God in man, for the sake of God in him, not the physical body, then you are safe. Otherwise you are doomed, I will say. So it is a very delicate subject. Where we stand, how we are going. These things are not very clearly put, you see. It is referred to in the books, of course, very much clear before us. Now you find what is love? How is this misfitted? How we are ourselves. Love is innate in our own self. With all that we are attached to the world because it is misfitted. Instead of being attached to God, all consciousness, it is attached to physical body as well. So it is a bridge, you see, to cross over the ocean of life from this physical world to the all consciousness. If this love is directed to the worldly things, then you are attached to the world. If it is directed to God, for the God we have not seen any human pole at which is manifest, he must be overflowing with the love of God and the intoxication of love. By sitting near him, you will have radiation of love that will, you naturally begin to love God. Then if he gives, just like if you go to somebody who does all this perfume things, even if he does not give you anything, you have perfume free of any cost, you see. And if he gives you one phial full of perfume, then so the society of a God in man gives you perfume of God, you see, love of God by radiation. And he gives you contact within your own self by directing your attention from outside to the God in you. Gives you contact. Well, what more is wanted? So love of God in man for the sake of God in him is love. If love for the God in man God, for the sake of the physical body, that is a still attachment. That's a bridge to cross over into the beyond. Mind that. This is a very delicate subject, as I told you before. And we have to judge how we are proceeding. If every day our love for God grows more and more, that becomes more dear as compared with anything in the world, that is love. Of God. Even if you are loving God, you see, and your worldly things are more dear than compared with God, then that is not so far love, you see. That can only meet with your worldly things, you love God. One is attachment, one is bondage, slavery, the other is freedom, all joy and all bliss. So ye hai prem, sochna hai aapka haan baithe. किस लिए किसी महापुरुष से करते हो और जिसमें दुनिया का रंग भरा पड़ा दो जो इम्ब्यूड विद द लस्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड थिंग्स यू विल बी हैव नेचुरली दैट वे यू विल डायरेक्ट सो इट्स बेटर टू हैव द कंपनी ऑफ समवन हु इज इम्ब्यूड विद द लव ऑफ गॉड रादर देन हैविंग द कंपनी ऑफ दोज इम्ब्यूड विद द लव ऑफ द वर्ल्ड थिंग्स. If you can't get such a society, you can have the society of those who are after the love of God, not the love of the worldly thing. Even that, if you can't give, then live with your master speaking through books. That's all. Live to your own self, just in the company of the different masters who came in the past. They are speaking through books here. This is the way to be, which will help you to go back to your true home. ये है भाई प्रेम. प्रेम का विज़ुअल आज कितने दिल से चल रहा है, मुख्तलिफ पहलुओं से. The subject has been dealt with for the last so many days from different phases. But still, as God is unsaid Love is also on the side of it. You see, the more you go into it, the more it widens like God, you see. No end. One poet had said, well, love is an ocean, limitless ocean, with no shores anywhere. When you just plunge into it, well, except you just dedicate your life to Him, to His mercy, that's all we can do, you see. So, yeah, Prem Bhai, समझने की बात पहली बात समझ नहीं आई तो समझ आ गई तो इसको देखो कितना तुम्हारे अंदर ये बनी है चीज नहीं तो दुख ही दुख है देखो यहाँ आने का मतलब इस चीज का समझना है तो आपको कांटेक्ट अंदर में मिला सोसाइटी मिली जिसे उसके प्यार की बातें मेरे हर प्रीतम की कोई बात सुना मैं सो भाई सो मोरा भी ये भी अफोर्ड और कुछ शीशी भी मिल चुकी है इनिशिएशन की इन कॉन्टेक्ट की द मोर यू कम इन कॉन्टेक्ट विद दैट वेरी इनिशिएशन आर द वर्ड इन वर्ड ऑफ गॉड आर द शब्द आर नामा पावर विद इन यू दैट इज द ट्रू सोसाइटी ऑफ द सेंट सेंट इज द वर्ड मेड फ्लैश फॉर द सेक ऑफ द वर्ड यू लव द मास्टर हु इज मेड फ्लैश इन बातों को समझो भाई जीवन में धारण करो और हर एक फेज ऑफ लाइफ में आपको शांति मिलेगी नहीं तो बंद नहीं बंद और मैन बॉडी इंसान का बड़ा हाईएस्ट रंग क्रिएशन है मैन बॉडी इफ यू डेवलप दैट वे इन मैन बॉडी यू आर फॉर्चुनेट यू हैव डिराइव द फुल बेनिफिट ऑफ हैविंग मैन बॉडी If otherwise, then you have made your arrangement to come back again and again and again and again. Just like a prisoner whose sentence is now over, he is to leave the prison. He tells to his other brother, convict, look, you keep this my baggage here, I am coming again. This is something like that. The love of God makes you free. Truth makes you free. Contemplate truth. Truth is love, life, and light. You come in contact with that, you are free. That makes you free. All other things make you slaves. Brings you in bondage. That's all. So, bhaiyo, in baaton ko samjho. Samjho, amal mein lao. Tab to baat thi. नहीं तो वही जहर है संख्या थोड़ा खाओ तो बड़ी ताकत ज्यादा खाओ तो मर जाता इसे फायदा उठा चलो ना